Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Seghi. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Seghi. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball four. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Causey moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Alozic scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile strikes out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alozic hits a pop-up towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. one out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles bunts towards the mound. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gentile. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Gentile steals second. John Wyatt now pitching. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball towards right. Alozic catches it and throws to second to double up Orsino. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alozic hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-4 in the game. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 4 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to third. Stu Miller now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is walked intentionally. Tony La Russa pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Doc Edwards pinch hits for John Wyatt. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Doc Edwards now catching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Powell out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Johnson reaches second base with a double. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Orsino is walked intentionally. Al Smith pinch hits for Stu Miller. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is walked intentionally. Orsino moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 5 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Orsino moves to third. Smith moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.